Hey y'all, D Mills from D Mills on Deck here. As I was finishing up my last night of work for the year last night, I started thinking about what my next podcast should be about. So I started thinking, with New Year's being right around the corner, what better topic could there be than New Year's resolutions, everything that goes along with that. So, almost everybody makes New Year's resolutions, right? Quit smoking, lose weight, obtain better skin. Some outlandish ones like buy a new car, get a promotion at work. You know, things that aren't necessarily within your own individual power. You have to rely on other factors for those things to happen, right? So I figured I'd just take a few minutes and let you know that you don't have to make any of these outlandish New Year's resolutions. You can do something simple like lose weight, quit smoking, quit drinking even, quit drinking soda, you know, whatever you think will make you healthier, be a healthier person. Those are all great New Year's resolutions, right? But why not add learning a new hobby, acquiring a new hobby to your New Year's resolution? So I've been talking about starting podcasts, probably for a couple years now. It took me a couple years to finally start making a podcast. And I'm even thinking about getting into YouTube videos, things of that nature, right? Why did it take me 2 years, if not longer, to finally break down and start a podcast? Well, it just so happened for Christmas, my uncle was kind enough to get me this microphone that you're hearing me on, right? And that's what finally made it happen. I kept talking about it, and it never happened until I got this microphone as a Christmas present. And I'm really thankful to my uncle for that. Without him actually knowing what this was going to do, he got me something because he heard or somebody told him that I've been talking about getting into podcasts for quite some time now. And he just got it, right? And because he got it, you know, I start thinking back. Well, shoot, I've been talking about this for a long time. Why have I never just gone out and gotten the stuff myself? If I want something, I usually get it. I've been thinking about this for a couple years. Why didn't I go out and get it myself? Well, to be honest with you, I was scared. I was afraid that my podcasts would never amount to anything, which isn't that big of a deal to me. I was also afraid to actually put myself out there. You know, just as I said in my previous podcast, you know, I worked with my high school theater. They helped me come out of my shell a little bit, right? Well, I graduated in 2010. And since 2010, I haven't done anything theater related except for maybe once or twice. And that once or twice that I was doing something theater related was essentially behind the scenes. Now, I also started running a small mobile DJ business, but that was for mostly for friends and family and things of that nature, right? So there, me being in front of everybody like that, I'm in front of family. And family's always going to push you, or hopefully always going to push you to be your best self, to do what you never dreamed of doing, right? They want you to succeed in everything that you want to do. You know, so for me, wanting to do these podcasts and everything, you know, they're not pushing me to do them, but they're encouraging me to be the best me I can be. Boy, does that feel good. Family will help you in any way they can. And that is the best feeling ever, right? So anyhow, getting back onto the topic, I started thinking, why? And like I said, some of it was because I was afraid. I was afraid of what was going to happen. Would I be a success? Would I fail? If I failed, am I out money? Yes, maybe. No, not necessarily. You can always do things with the equipment that you'd bought to start one hobby or another. You know, there's a lot of people, a lot of men and women out there that that like to rebuild cars. They like to go and find these old cars and trucks, and they rebuild them. They turn them into hot rods, rat rods. You know, I'm not a big car person, but all the rods out there, you know, they like to work on them, make them better, put them in car shows, right? Well, you've got to start somewhere, right? So you buy something relatively cheap, something that you can afford and everything like that. And you start working on it. Well, you realize you don't like working on cars. You can sell the car just as easy as you bought it. You can sell it. You can turn it into something else that you do enjoy. If you like making art, you can turn it into art. It doesn't matter. So my being afraid of failure and not being a success isn't necessarily the biggest reason that I'd put it off for so long. A lot of it's because I'm just plain lazy. If my uncle hadn't gotten this microphone for me, I honestly probably would have never done it because I'm lazy. I think about doing it. It makes sense to me. Yeah, I can make a little extra money on the side, you know, maybe in a year or two, make back the money that I spent on the equipment that I'd gotten. Sure. But I'm lazy. I just never went through with it. I've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. Never went through with it because I'm lazy. The point behind New Year's resolutions is to keep yourself from being like me and being lazy. Say you're going to do something and then never do it. Say you want to do something and never do it. If you want to go to Niagara Falls, whether it be on the United States side or the Canada side, it doesn't matter. Make a commitment. find a hobby that takes up your time in a healthy manner. And make a commitment to it. I'm starting these podcasts. I'm going to commit once a week. I'm going to find a topic about a hobby. Maybe even sometimes it'll be off topic. It'll be about something that isn't necessarily a hobby, but something that I think needs to be heard. Find a hobby, a healthy hobby, that you can make a commitment to. Make that commitment, stick to it. Making a podcast isn't hard. I mean, I'm using Anchor, right? There's going to be an ad somewhere in here that I'm going to put in that I'd made for Anchor so that Anchor can support part of my podcasting hobby. You know, that's what this is going to be. You know, this podcast isn't going to be a way to make a living. Can it be? If I have enough followers and listeners, yeah. It sure can be, but is it intended to be? I don't know. For me, no. It's not my intention to start making an actual living on making podcasts and YouTube videos. Would it be amazing that I wouldn't have to go work for some big corporation anymore? Yeah, that would be my dream come true. Right. But for me, this is just a hobby. Talking about hobbies and honestly, whatever else I'd like to talk about. You know, it's your own thing. If you want to start a podcast, it doesn't matter if you have zero listeners or a million. It doesn't matter how many friends you have. If you want to start a podcast, start it. What's it going to hurt? What are you going to be out? $20 for a USB microphone so that you can use Anchor on your computer and record? You know, you don't have to have the best microphone. I mean, I honestly don't know what my uncle spent on this microphone, nor do I care to know. It's a microphone. It works just fine. Now, I'm sure it's not the best microphone that you can have. I'm sure that I can go and spend $1 million on a microphone that would be perfect for this situation. But I'm not looking to earn $1 million back from this. You know, this is just a hobby. If I make $20 a month, heck, If I make 2 cents a month, it doesn't matter to me. It's a hobby. So I guess to quit my rambling, my point is find something that you think you'll enjoy. Don't be afraid to get into it because it's not as hard as you think. If you want to make YouTube videos, you don't need to spend any money. You've got your phone. If you have a smartphone, you can make all the YouTube videos you want. Sure, they may not be the best quality, but everybody's got to start somewhere, right? So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid to be you. That's another thing that I was afraid of with this podcast is I was afraid to be me. You know, to be honest, my first podcast, you may be able to hear it. I don't know. But my first podcast that I made as an introduction to my whole series of podcasts, I scripted that because I didn't know what to say. So I started carefully thinking and planning it out. Everything sounds good, but that's not me. It's scripted. The reason I scripted it is because I tend to say a lot. And I don't like that. It makes things take so much longer than they actually need to. But does it matter? I mean, if you're going to listen to me, you're going to listen to me. If not, why should I let that bother me? The same goes for you. If you want to start a hobby, you want to find a hot rod to work on, you know, an old beat up car that you want to turn into a hot rod or whatever, or you want to go and buy an old school bus and convert it to a tiny house. I must have been talking about tiny houses for close to a decade now. I thought they were the coolest things ever. I was going to live in an RV or a tiny house or something. But I finally realized that's not for me. You know, I want the space that comes from an actual house. So, like I was saying, don't be afraid to get into something. If it's a hobby, it's safe, healthy, and legal, and it's something you want to try, try it. Chances are, you'll be able to get out there and get going in a hobby that you think you want to partake in for next to nothing. You know, you want to start sewing. I like to sew. I don't do a lot of it, but I like to sew. You want to start sewing? Go around shopping at yard sales, garage sales, flea markets. Almost everybody that has a yard sale or garage sale or even at flea markets, you'll find really cheap clothing that may be in decent shape. It might be an old work shirt that has some holes in it. There's some really cheap fabric. You might be able to find a sewing machine at a yard sale too. You might be able to start sewing for less than $20. Yeah, you might have to go to Walmart or a fabric store or something like that to pick up thread. But you don't have to buy the most expensive thread. All you need is a sewing machine, one spool of thread, and some fabric. And you can start making whatever your heart desires. If it's safe, healthy, and you want to do it, then get out there and do it. Find a way. You know, I understand some hobbies out there are quite expensive to get into. But most hobbies you can get into for next to nothing. If you don't need a lot of equipment, it's not a bad thing. It's not going to be a relatively expensive hobby. You want to take up photography. You can find an old picture camera. It doesn't have to be top of the line. It just has to be good enough for you. You're the one that makes that decision. What is good enough for you? You know, sure, I went out and got a $500 camera, but I was able to afford it at the time. If you can't afford it, you can go to a yard sale and find a $20 camera. Heck, you can even use your phone. A lot of the smartphones these days that everybody has seems to have better cameras in them than the $500 camera that I bought. You know, you don't always have to have top of the line. You don't always have to have much of anything. You know, you want to start painting. Go to Walmart, pick up some watercolors. They're pretty cheap. They might not be the best quality paints, but it's paint. If you want to paint whatever your heart desires. That doesn't matter. Just go out and do something. The point of a hobby is something to occupy your time. Something enjoyable to occupy your time. The definition of a hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. It's something to make you happy in your free time. Whatever makes you happy, it doesn't necessarily have to be defined as a hobby. If you like mowing your grass, that's a chore to me. But if it's something you enjoy doing, it's a hobby. And if it's a hobby that you have, your neighbors, family members that feel that it's a chore, have a couple extra bucks to throw your way if you decided to come and mow their grass for them. Hey, you're getting paid to do a hobby now. But my whole point on this podcast, on this particular episode, is that you don't have to do what everybody thinks you should do. You don't have to be who everybody thinks you should be. You do what you want to do. If you're not interested in much of anything, find something. Find something that makes you happy. I mean, shoot, watching TV is classified technically as a hobby. It's full of pleasure if you're watching the right shows, if you're watching shows that you enjoy. You do it in your leisure time. Sure, you can watch TV while you're doing chores too, but most everybody likes to sit down and watch their shows, right? So it's a hobby. All I'm asking you is to go out and find something that you enjoy. Make a New Year's resolution this year that you're going to find a hobby that you think you would enjoy. Make a commitment to it once a week, once a day, once a month, once every other month. It doesn't matter. Just make a commitment to it. Say, I'm picking this as my hobby. I'm going to do it on such and such a day, every week, month, every 2 months, what have you. Sit down and enjoy your hobby. If your hobby is to go horseback riding, try to go horseback riding every week over the summer. It doesn't matter what your hobby is. It doesn't matter if you have a hobby right now or not. Go out and find one. Stick to it, and you'll have a much happier life. I can almost guarantee it. What's that saying? All work and no play makes somebody a dull boy. I forget how the saying goes. But if all you're doing is working, you're not carving out any time for yourself, whether it be for a hobby or for you to just relax and meditate, you know, whatever it is you want to do to center yourself, to be you. If you're not taking the time to do that, then you're not having a very happy, enjoyable life. Granted, you might have a job that you love. It might be a job doing a hobby. You know, if you like folding clothes, if that's a hobby for you, and you're working at Walmart in the clothing section folding clothes every day, and it's something you really, really like to do, yeah. But it's still a job in the long run. Find something that will center yourself, make you feel good, stick to it. Everybody needs that relaxation time, that time to do something that they look forward to every week, every month. You know, if you like going on a weekend excursion to somewhere new, make a plan to do that once a month. It doesn't matter. Just find something you enjoy. Make a plan to devote time to whatever it is you enjoy. And then turn around and focus on everything else. If you take that 5 minutes a day, five minutes a week, however much time you need to devote to a hobby, take that time, center yourself, make yourself you again. You won't regret it. With all that being said, I think I'm going to close it out for now. Get out and do something. Find a hobby. Drive somewhere. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to close this out like I did my last podcast because I, for life of me, can't even remember what I said. Something about picking up a paintbrush, going for a drive and enjoy the view or something along those lines. I don't know. But I'm just going to close this out saying, get into something that you enjoy, that you can devote 5 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, a whole day even. Find something that you enjoy that you can devote time to every day, week, month, every couple months, it doesn't matter. Just find something that makes you you, something you enjoy, something that you can do that gets your mind off of everything. You may have had the hardest day, but when you come home and you can sit down and devote so much time to whatever your hobby is, you'll look forward to that time. You'll be happy right before, during, and after doing whatever your hobby is. And because of that, that'll make it the best day of your week, month, every other month. It doesn't matter. Anyhow, long story short, I'm out of here. Anchor is yelling at me. I will talk to you next week, if not before then.